在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello everyone, I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center with a look at what's happening now in the news. A suspect in the 9/11 anniversary bomb plot is in federal court today. Najibullah Zazi is facing charges that he conspired to use weapons of mass destruction. Authorities say that Zazi and two other men stockpiled beauty products with ingredients that can be used to make homemade bombs. They were allegedly targeting mass transit in the New York City area. Four teenagers have now been charged with first-degree murder in the gruesome beating death of a 16-year-old Chicago boy. One suspect has already admitted to jumping on the boy's head while he was lying on the ground. Witnesses say that 16-year-old Darian Albert was a bystander at a street brawl when he was hit over the head with a board. President Obama meets with his national security team today to consider what to do about the troubled war in Afghanistan. The session comes as U.S. commanders in Afghanistan are calling for thousands more troops, but public and congressional doubts about the mission are deepening. Floodwaters beginning to subside now in some areas of Manila after a weekend of torrential rain in the Philippines. A month's worth of rain fell within a matter of hours in the Philippine capital on Saturday. 240 people were killed in the flooding. Dozens more are still missing. Swiss court says that director Roman Polanski has filed a motion requesting to be released from detention. The court says it will make a decision in the coming weeks. Such a ruling is subject to appeal, which could lead to further delays in the case. Polanski was arrested over the weekend. The U.S. is seeking his extradition on a charge of having sex with a 13-year-old girl back in the 70s. And those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.